everybody. Welcome to the fourth episode of Los Angeles Nista. Round of applause for ourselves. We are now a month old. 1 month old.
That happens so fast.
We're legit. We're cemented. We're here. We're not going away. What do you think about that?
I think that is a very pleasing thought to have. I like this information.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Consistency is the key.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so for those of you just tuning in, thank you for coming to visit us tonight at Los Angeles Nista at Skid Row Studios. If you're listening online, you logged on, you could download the app at iPhone. And if you have an Android, you can use Stitcher to download
it.
So great show last weekend with Kurt St. Thomas.
Yeah, from K-Rock. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, he was really informative about Eagle Rock. He had his places he liked to attend. And he was actually, him and I had a lot in common because he worked in the music business in the 90s. He worked at, you know, Tommy Boy, and we had a lot of the same kind of stories that were pretty linear.
A lot of the same people.
Yeah. I thought,
that's cool.
I thought he was a great guest. And it's been a pretty good weekend. How was your weekend?
My weekend was, it was cool. My band played a show on Saturday. It was a little rough because of the rain.
Ah.
A lot of mud and dragging things through parking lots like cabs and such.
Gotcha.
But yeah, show went well, so hey, fuck it.
Where did you play?
I played Tribal Cafe.
Gotcha.
Yeah, with nobody else that I knew, but it was cool. I didn't know any of the other bands that were playing, but they were pretty awesome. It worked out. I got to check the flyer out again so I can remember their names, though.
Gotcha. And what else did you do? Did you have a quiet weekend?
Well, I worked all day yesterday. Over at the other radio stations that employ me.
Ah.
Yeah.
I actually got to attend the Metal Blade Records 30-year anniversary release show. That was pretty fun. It was at the House of Blues Sunset.
Right.
And it was, you know, it was like a big schmooze fest. It was like, you know, if you're on the list, you get access to a certain area. So I was in this VIP area, like Metallica to one side and Luke Perry to the other. And then there was like, you know, Armored Saint playing. So it was pretty metal, pretty metal. And, you know, it was a really good night. And then I went down to South Orange County Saturday to see Fu Manchu.
Detroit Bar, right?
Detroit Bar, yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
And that was in the rain as well.
If it was anything like it was, because I saw them there last year, probably the same weekend.
Right.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, they were good.
I love that band.
They were
so
good.
Much, yeah.
You know, Sunday was family day. It was cool. I was, you know, it was mom,
awesome,
siblings,
yeah,
and
cool.
Nephews,
stuff.
And... And then like my nephew was stoked because we watched Star Wars together all day yesterday. And then, you know, Return of the Jedi and the first one. And then he called me today when he got home from school. He's like, I want 4 awards. I'm like, for what? He goes, I don't know. But he called me. So I'm doing something right.
Awesome, man.
So, yeah. But fast forward to present day, fourth episode tonight.
Here we are.
Los Angeles Nista.
December 3rd.
You know, I ditched going to Aerosmith and Cheap Trick to do my own show. I was going to go. But I said, you know what? Dimitri Coates is here. Are you kidding me? How can you ditch that?
Yeah.
Can't ditch that. You go Coates towards that.
Sitting right
dude,
next
we
to
totally should have gone to that. Why are you telling me this now?
We should have ran a rerun of last
Jesus,
week.
Jesus, we're blowing
we could be
it.
Like
Cheap
over
Trick
there.
With Aerosmith at Staples right now.
That would have been a cool show, man.
That is pretty rocking.
Cool. That would have been cool.
We could run there.
We could have
like
done a mobile
minutes.
Episode.
From the lobby?
From the dressing room, dude.
Hey, you know... I shoot away like free tickets. I was like, nah, I got to stick to my guns, man. I got to do my show. Dimitri Coates is coming. I got to capture that. I can't just like say, hey, let's just next time. Because this guy's so busy, there may not be a next time.
But we could have rescheduled.
So anyways, our in-studio guest is Dimitri Coates. If you're not aware, he is a founding member and guitarist of the Ultimate Hardcore band Off, which features Mario Rubalcaba, Stephen McDonald, and Keith Morris. And if you don't know his work prior to that, it's The Burning Bride. So thank you for joining us, Dimitri.
Well, thanks for having me.
No, thank you. We're going to, when we come back, we're going to get the show started. We're going to be talking about Dimitri's favorite places to patronize in Glendale, food, eatery, some bars, retail, some parks.
Exactly.
And let's get into it. Let's take a break, listen to some Off, and we'll actually come back and get into the Glendale segment.
At the same time during this break, if you want to call Dimitri and talk Coates. To Dimitri or us, it's 800-893-9562.
800-893-9562.
Let's get on there. Say hello. Say what's
call
up.
Call Dimitri. Tell him what you like about Glendale and tell him what you like about his music. All right, here goes off. Nista, welcome back to Los Angeles Nista. I'm your host, Edward Emiliano Solis, and you are tuned in. Hopefully you did it either through SkidRowStudios.com or the app. And I want to introduce my co-host.
We going full names on this one?
Producer, what's your full name?
My full name is Daniel Duval Petronillo.
There you go. Didn't know that. Dimitri, do you have a middle name?
I do. It's Andre.
Oh. And once again, our in-studio guest from Off and Burning Brides, Dimitri Andre Coates. Thanks for coming, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
When was that? When was the last time you did a radio interview, like in L.A.?
You know, there's I think it's called Midtown Lunch L.A. They have food rock network type of the thing, and Keith and I went in to talk about some of our favorite places to eat in LA, which we'll probably get to.
Yeah, we're getting there.
But it'll be specific to Glendale.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
That was the last one, huh?
We do a lot of interviews, man. But the radio coming into a station, that's not quite as often. People usually show up to
wherever you're at.
You know, our shows and tape us there, or we don't have time to get driven down the street.
And you made time for Los Angeles Nista.
Oh, well, it's Eddie Solis. Come on, dude.
Thank you, Dimitri.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there was so you know this is our fourth episode, and we started off the streak with Boyle Heights, two episodes,
right?
And you know, then it was Eagle Rock. I'm saying, you know, let's just keep going a little east, and let's go before the foothills. Let's do Glendale next. And Dimitri came to mind, you know, to share my Glendale experience. I since inception of the skate park there, I think in the late '90s, the Glendale Verdugo skate park. I've been there quite a few times. And fallen very hard. So a lot of my Glendale memories are pain.
Scabs and pain bruises.
And bruises, hippers on my hip. But, you know, it's not just from walking and falling. It's from actually trying to, like, you know, grind in disaster.
Accomplish something.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate that particular park?
I would rate it as probably a 9.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's built to skate.
Challenging.
So it's like really smooth. You don't have to compress with your legs a lot.
What do you think Mario Rubalcaba would think of it?
You know what? I would assume, I don't like to assume, but since everyone's different, the guy, let's just say the guy rips at skating. He could skate anything, so he'd probably love it as much as I did. Or he would say, yeah, let's go, you know?
So you're a pretty good skater.
It depends what you consider good.
Can you do an indie nose bone? Or a stiffy?
I could do it ollieing flat ground or ollieing off a bank.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, let's just say this. Anyone ever want to challenge me to a game of skate? Let's play. I'll probably win.
Whoa.
That's a bold ass statement.
Fuck yeah.
Let's do it.
Nick's like going that. Nuts over there.
Let's do it.
I like that.
I mean, I've been skating since 87. I never stopped. I skate street and ditches and half pipes and pools.
Well, I skated for years on ice playing hockey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really? I didn't know that.
That's cool. That's what I did. I grew up on the East Coast, so.
That was like a primary sport. It's kind of.
I'm not only new to Glendale, but I'm fairly new to the West Coast and Southern California in particular.
You are, and I think it's amazing how you've taken your approach to the band off, because, you know, off is very, like, you know, skate-driven. And high energy music that is a perfect soundtrack for surf and skateboarding, California sports.
Big yeah, yeah.
And you just kind of like write these songs. And if people don't know you, it's like, I think they think you're like that classic California kid that grew up, you know, surfing
LA
and
boy.
Skating, you know, fighting off the suicidals.
I just try to live my life in the moment. You know, like if we shut all the lights off and made a pentagram out of candles.
Rad.
And, you know, you guys started going, oh, I would pick up the guitar and a different thing would come out, man, you know?
You would truly be in the moment.
I'm a victim of my surroundings.
You know what my favorite thing about Off is that nobody in the band has a tattoo.
Is that true?
Is that real?
Do you know how rad that is?
Yeah. I'm kind of proud of it, too.
Is that a coincidence or for a reason?
Well, we couldn't have, you know... predicted that.
Like the resume, like the application forms.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't a prerequisite.
But, you know what's the key thing is there's no fresh goat tattoos.
Fresh goat.
There's no fresh goat tattoos, you know, and fresh denim.
You go down to your local thrift store, you get the jeans jacket.
The fresh denim jean jacket.
You order your Venom patch and you get the fresh goat tattoo.
Yeah.
I'm so metal, dude.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, going back to to Glendale, the topic.
Yeah.
So my experiences really have been, you know, just skateboarding a lot since the late 90s there. And, you know, it's been really good to me as far as the sessions I've had there. I mean, they've always been like, you know, cool locals. You know, locals only is always like, you know, the key thing in skateboarding and surfing. You go to another territory, you got to respect the locals.
And the same is true for surfing as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So territorial and you have to.
Yeah, they have like
place.
They have this, you know, this one part of the park where it's like a half a kidney shape. Mm-hmm. Where, like, you know, if it was a kidney pool, it'd be like a full kidney.
Right.
There's like half a kidney, then it goes very like oval. So it's, you know, there's a lot of different, I would say, just the geometry of it, you know, is just really like, not challenging, but fun. And it's designed where there's high parts that could be dangerous, the height of it, and it goes really low. So I think it caters to a well-rounded skateboarder.
Well, guess what, dude? We're going to go someday, and I'm just going to hang up on the top and drink some beers and watch you do your thing.
All right.
I'm really curious.
Dimitri, we'll go. I'm going to be joining you, and I'm just going to film Eddie do this.
It seems like, you know what? You know when the Redline video came out and I did that pop shove it, in the or just a shove it while I'm skating, people didn't think that was me.
Really?
I was like, you got some double come in.
I'm like, dude, what's the big deal? It's just a very old shove it, one full speed.
Do you want to see me try one of those?
Yeah.
Fall on my ass.
So, you know, as far as talking to Glendale, you know, Dimitri's a choice because he knows the area very well. And I wanted to know, when it comes to cuisine, okay, first of all, let's go by genre of cuisine. What types of cuisines do you like to eat there?
You know, it really just kind of depends on what sort of mood I'm in. And, you know, I have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my wife, who was in The Burning Brides with me, you know, she's become actually a pretty good cook. But there's a lot of times where we just don't want to deal with that, or she's just too tired, you know. And,
sure.
And it's always, as far as delivery goes,
right?
It really comes down to Zanku chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
There's a Thai place down the street called Thai Rama.
Okay.
There's you know, Domino's Pizza. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Right.
Our local Domino's is pretty rocking.
Okay.
And nothing wrong with that.
There's a really good Chinese place called Fortune Inn.
Right.
But if I'm gonna go out and have a meal, you know, it's really cute. You know, my daughter likes to, you know, just have some one-on-one time with me. And she loves to go to Billy's, which is, you know, a famous deli. You know, great corned beef sandwiches, matzo ball soup, you know, right up there with Cantor's.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And there's a really good diner called Foxy's. Which is where the Cramps would often go when you could spot them back in the day.
Just hanging out and having
just
a
hanging
meal.
Out, you know, maybe wearing makeup still from the night before. Who knows?
It's all runny.
Yeah. You know, dripping in the eggs.
In your oatmeal. No, and dripping in your porridge. No, yeah, but no, but in all honesty, Billy's, a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people speak about that.
It's great. And it's like these.
What's your favorite thing to get there?
Oh, you know, I go for the classics. I mean, no matter where I'm at in the world, you know, if I'm touring with Off or whatever, and I'm in, you know, Germany and I walk in someplace, it's like, what is this place famous for? Mm-hmm. That's what I want. I want to taste the, you know, I'm the kind of guy that I'll ask the waiter or waitress, you know, what's the best thing on the menu, in your opinion?
What's good here?
You know, and
you tell me what I need.
9 times out of 10, you know, you can't go wrong.
Right.
You know, unless they just want you to order the most expensive thing on the menu, which, you know, may or may not be the best.
Ribeye steak and a lobster
tail.
Yeah,
so at Billy's, it's, you know, classic corned beef sandwich.
Right.
With the pickle and the matzo ball soup.
Right. I've heard a lot of people raving about their chicken soup. Like, it's like just perfect, not oversalted, big chunks of chicken. I don't know if you ever had that, but I mean, that's...
Well, the matzo ball soup has the... It is a chicken soup, you know, with the big matzo ball there.
Gotcha.
So that might be what they're talking about, but I don't know.
But the classic stuff, the corned beef.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Rye bread. It's really good. I mean, you walk into that place and, you know, they're, you know, dried meats hanging by the deli section, and it's really old school. I mean, it wouldn't be out of place if they shot a scene there, Boardwalk Empire or something like that.
Like,
you know,
big metal
hooks. It's been there for fucking years.
Right.
And the waitresses have been there for years. You
right.
know? They like to come and talk to you and, you know.
Really good customer service and communication, huh?
Yeah, and they just, you know, they know the names of my children, and I've only been there probably, you know, 10 times tops.
That's awesome.
You know? But it's definitely, you know, a fixture in the neighborhood.
Right, an institution.
Yeah.
I had a friend just text me right now that's has, you know, patronized a place and said, they have this house broth that they use for that matzo ball soup. That's like the, you know, the key.
Right, right.
And so
there's a little secret.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. How about in the Thai world? So I love Thai food.
Yeah, this place is good.
It's
Thai
good.
Thai Rama.
Now, you know, I love, you know, curries. I love, you know, the pad thais.
And, yeah.
You know, the soups. Like, what have you had there that you could recommend?
I don't know the Thai names for these dishes. I want to say it's Tom Kai soup. It's like a coconut based soup that has shrimp in it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds amazing so far.
And I get that. And I'm a big fan of the Thai beef salad.
Ah, that's a cold salad, obviously.
Yeah, but it has the strips of beef and it's a spicy dish. And I am a really big fan of any kind of Penang curry, which is like a red curry, usually has peas in it. And I usually go for the chicken Penang curry with brown rice if possible.
Oh, brown.
Yeah, and these are very, you know, consistent go-to dishes for me. I always know what I'm getting at that place. It's delicious.
It always very comes cool. out the same way.
It's just,
that's,
you know.
Awesome.
Like Domino's, you know, you can come maybe a little overdone, a little undercooked.
Right.
Maybe the guy was out in the rain and got lost, you know.
It happens. It
this
totally
place,
happens.
No.
Consistent.
1450.
You're solid, right?
Boom.
Yeah.
Man.
That's killer.
You know?
So
turn on Walking Dead or, you know, depending on what time of the year, True Blood. You know, I like my shows. That's like a whole event.
Down with your Thai.
Well, if people are bringing you a feast, awesome. No matter what cuisine it is, and it's good, and you got the TV in front of you, I mean, that's an event.
Yeah, man, make a whole night of it.
You know? With your family
all day
right
long,
there with you, man.
All day long,
awesome.
My wife's running around chasing, you know, our two kids, and I'm either out on the road or I'm, you know, trying to write the next record with Keith or I'm, you know, down in Hollywood with you.
Sure.
You know, working away,
pounding
trying to get
out.
Some shit done.
Yep.
Hustling some, you know, some more work or whatever.
Exactly.
You know? And when I come home, it's I really look forward to that, you know, 2 or 3 hours where it's just myself and my wife and you know, maybe we'll watch a movie or something, and food is a big part of my life. In fact, speaking of food and speaking about, you know, my wife, we recently celebrated an anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And how many years?
Yeah. Well, we've been married not that long, you know, in terms of like the overall scope of things. We've been together 17 years.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
But we got married in 2006.
Okay. It's a 6 year anniversary.
So there's this place we discovered. We went there last year for our anniversary. It's called Far Niente.
Okay.
It's an Italian place. It's on brand and it is really lovely. I mean, romantic, good food, good service.
Like candles,
and you get the bill and you're like, this is going to be $300. And it's like under 100.
Really?
Yeah. Can't recommend it.
It's like candles and nice tablecloths.
More than, it's fucking awesome.
So what did you have there?
I usually, when I go to a Italian restaurant, I'm looking for a particular dish, which is a frutta di mare.
Okay.
It's like a salad of the sea. It's like a pasta dish with clams, mussels, scallops, shrimp. All the
you got me drooling right now. That's my thing.
Know,
nice.
Yeah, I love that. And
they got that there, and it's awesome.
It's really good.
I'm gonna have to check that.
Yeah,
place out.
Yeah, it's really good.
So it passed the Dimitri Coates taste test
in flying colors.
In flying colors. Yeah, it just seems like there's, you know, they got a really nice wine list. I mean, you can indulge in.
Or beer.
Yeah.
You got a few of those going around.
Did you have to make reservations when you went?
Nope.
Right in?
Yeah, like, what is it, like, a lot of diners, like, I mean, a lot of tables, or is it crowded, small place?
Well, right now, it's, you walk in, there's already a beautiful Christmas tree. There's like a tin ceiling, beautiful, like silver and gold tin ceiling. You know, you could have a booth or tables and all different kinds of people. I mean, last year when we dined there, there were a table of priests.
Wow.
You know, and I think they were getting hammered, to be honest with you.
Drinking the vino.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just really pleasant. Sometimes, I mean, believe me, I have no problem, you know, like I said, ordering from Domino's or going down, the In-N-Out down the street or whatever. But sometimes, man, I just, you know, it's like music, you know. I like the Ramones and AC/DC. But, sometimes
you got screams coming from the peanut gallery on that one.
Sometimes I want to listen to, Neil Young, or, you know, I want to mellow it down a little bit.
Right.
You know, even listen to some classical music.
Very nice. Very nice. So, before we take our next break, and we're going to listen during the break, we're going to listen to Dimitri's, other band he does called Burning Brides. We got a couple of tracks from Burning Brides as well, but I wanted to plug the the restaurant you were talking about, Farniente in Glendale. They have the best happy hour in town, and it's daily from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Half price appetizers. Well, drinks for $4.
Wow, you guys are prepared.
Yeah, and
we do our research, man.
Yeah, the 16-ounce beers.
Sitting here for no reason.
Yeah, you know, Pyramid, Heffenweiss, and Newcastle, 16-ounce beers are $4. The 20-ounce are $5. And Guinness and Black and Tans, 20-ounce are $5. And they got, you know, daily super special drinks for $6. So,
how about that?
Check it out. You know, if you're on a punk rock budget.
Hey, man.
Go to happy hour.
You got me sold right now. Like,
do I?
Yeah, cheap beer prices and that freaking seafood thing you're talking about.
It's delicious.
I'm coming. I'm going. Yeah, like, I'm going this week.
So we're going to listen to, take a break here and listen to Burning Brides and more with Dimitri Coates when we return. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Now, if you're joining us, this is Los Angeles Nista, everything you should know about Los Angeles. I'm your host, Edward Solis, and joining us tonight, well, he's here every week. It's the producer of the show and co-host, Dan Patronello.
Every single time.
He's the man behind the madness.
Sitting right here.
And once again, in studio guest tonight, the workaholic, the man behind many things, Dimitri Coates, off in Burning Brides. Thanks again, Dimitri,
For
joining us
great.
On our segment tonight for the Los Angeles Nista covers Glendale. If if you want to talk to Dimitri, feel free to give us a call tonight at 1-800-893-9562. That's 1-800-893-9562. So when we took a break, I guess I created a scenario where I got to go skate Glendale Skate Park and Dimitri's going to drink beer and just watch me skate.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there filming you.
Me and Daniel.
Well, you know what?
Up there with like a couple 40s and a camera.
You know,
see how it goes.
Usually, you know, at some point we got to talk about the history of Glendale and just kind of like, you know, give a overview of what the city is all about for those who've never been there, don't know anything about it. But we kind of jumped in with Dimitri and the favorite places he likes to go, you know, for food, et cetera. And we covered some Italian cuisine. We covered, some Thai. But, you know, what's funny is Glendale is right below the foothills. And, you know, in Los Angeles, we have something called earthquakes. And when it comes to hills, geographically, if there's hills, there has to be fault lines.
Exactly. That's why they're there.
Yep, absolutely. So in 1971, there was a huge earthquake. It was a Sylmar earthquake. And actually, the fault was running into Glendale. And actually, when it triggered, it was the energy came from that region. So it was centered in Sylmar, but it was from the same fault that goes into Glendale. But it just wasn't centered in Glendale.
And what you're saying is,
we're fucked.
If this happens again, could be bye-bye.
Well, you know,
For everybody, the Americana, the Galleria.
Really?
Everything's going to crumble.
Nah. No, it won't. Really. It won't. You know why? Because this is my theory.
We've taken measures.
This is my theory when it comes to earthquakes. Now, tell me if I'm out of my mind or this makes sense. Okay. The building you and I work in, or maybe the old house I live in, it's been there for ages. If it's been through all those strong earthquakes and it's still standing, if another strong earthquake happens, it's going to still be standing. Pretty much. I mean, unless it's mega.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, December's coming up, right?
We got newsflash.
We got that 12-12-12 thing, like that apocalypse stuff.
Isn't that 12-20?
Yeah, man. I was, where was I the other day? I was actually, I was eating at another one of my favorite places in Glendale, which is called Elena's Greek and Armenian.
Mm.
Really good food.
Is that on brand too?
You know, it's on par with Carousel. I'm not going to mention Carousel, even though there is one in Glendale. I'm going to let Keith Morris, who, by the way, I spoke to today about, you know,
coming on
also coming
stuff.
In on your show, and he awesome. Seemed open to that. I will let him talk about his favorite restaurant in L.A.
Okay.
Because we go to the Hollywood version.
Okay.
Which is, in my opinion, better. But anyway, I was at Elena's Greek and Armenian, and I was, they had a TV going, and I saw on the news 3 weeks left until the end of the world with a picture of like the sun like shooting flares.
Right.
And I didn't really, I was like, what
countdown.
The fuck's going on? You know, but that's what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
apocalypse
right?
countdown.
Okay, so what is this it? Are we done?
11 a.m. is the time it's going to be taking place.
I call bullshit. Oh,
yeah? Yeah, so
it seems like every year there's
get your car
scare,
washed,
you know,
get your car tuned up,
go get laid one more time,
go get your flat screen, go buy your bus pass for January, and then
there you go. Get
but
your
what
bus
pass. What exactly is supposed to happen? There's now like a solar burst traveling like a wave through space, heading towards Earth right now. Is that what's going on? That's what I heard.
Not particularly. I'm not completely educated in what the believers
the end of, the
of
world.
This thing actually think is actually going to happen. But for some reason, I'm under the understanding that we're going to blow up or something.
No one's going to hear this next off record.
We're
tragic.
Working so hard on it.
Well, let me get back into my history lesson. This is History 101 with Edward Solis. No, I mean, we always, you know, that was funny because, you know, we always like to throw in a little bit of history for people. But, right. I mean, I was on, you know, being an Angelino that is born and raised here, as you are.
Right.
Dimitri's been here for quite some time, though. I was just, you know, just thought I'd, you know, bring something up that people connect to. You know, we all agree that the freeways are not so nice, but we also agree that earthquakes suck. And if you're here, they happen.
Especially for the freeways.
But so I thought I'd bring up a topic that people could relate to. Mm-hmm. And one was that, you know, city of Glendale, you know, it has the Sierra Madre Fault runs through Glendale. And that was the point I was trying to make. That being said, it was, you know, a portion of the fault that runs a few miles into Glendale was also, you know, part of the epicenter. But, you know, luckily, not a lot of the damage in 71 was centered there because it was centered out in what city was that? Silmar. Yeah. There I got to do this show because I forget the cities. It's kind of like, there are so many cities. I'm just going down the list. But yeah, so anyways, you know, as far as Dan, like, how about you? Like, as far as the research we did on, you know, Wikipedia and other sources about Glendale, was there anything that stood out to you about, you know, the city and its history?
Well, let's see here. Sorry about that. I got lost in my thing. I know that there's the Glendale College is a huge thing.
Right.
The GCC.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this area, as far as college institutes go, the big two are Pasadena City College and Glendale City College. And I think that the population that leaves the high schools from the surrounding area split off into these two. And they filter into the Cal State LA systems.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, the Cal State University systems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the big things about Glendale, too, is they have GCC right in the middle of it.
That's killer. One thing, you know, being like a transportation advocate, one thing that appealed to me was like how the Pacific Electric Railway built their line through Glendale in 1904. That's, you know, it's just kind of weird how it's just was a part of that old railway.
Right.
And I always get this picture in my head that LA can't get it together now to have like a sufficient, you know, rail system, both on surface streets and underground. But all this was already built in the early 1900s, you know, and Glendale was one of those cities that had that train going through.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah. And then it's kind of like, you know, history repeats itself.
I feel like we had the same issue happen when we were talking about Boyle Heights.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was like the Red Line original plan and then the Gold Line taking the Red Line's old plan, like, years later.
Exactly. I wanted to jump back into the cuisines and the parks and some of your favorite stores, Dimitri, as far as where you like to go shopping with, you know, your kids or wife.
You know, as far as shopping goes, I generally hate malls. But
cheers.
The Americana is... It's really a beautiful outdoor mall. Right now they have, you know, one of the tallest Christmas trees standing in the country. And, you know, they have a great cinema there. I just saw the movie Flight, which was really entertaining.
Cool.
I really, you know, Denzel Washington can really hold a film. I'll watch pretty much any movie that guy's in. And, you know, there are... really a couple of great restaurants right there. Like the fountain is choreographed to the music.
The fountain is designed by the same guy that did Bellagio in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
The same guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why
that's
it's
why
so
it's
fancy.
So awesome.
Yeah. 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 It's just, it's really pleasant, you know, to walk around and, you know, sometimes during the day they'll have, you know, like children's concerts where like there'll be like a 2-piece band playing for the kids, and they hand out all kinds of little instruments,
tambourines,
shakers, you know, and it's a lot of fun. You know, there's bookstores, you know, when you do have children and you're working hard, you kind of need a little bit of one-stop shopping, you know, to really get everything done at once.
Save on time, correct?
And it's a beautiful mall. I mean, I challenge anybody to go there and say it's not. And right next door is the Glendale Galleria. You know, it's more indoors and what you would, you know, picture in your head as being a typical mall, but they have some good stores in there.
I actually have a quiz for everybody out there in iPhone land and Android land and computer land that's listening to us tonight.
The world
on the interwebs. Now, the quiz is this. What Sean Penn movie featured the Glendale Galleria Mall? Now, we have a studio audience here tonight.
We should have a fucking prize. Like
shot as
whoever calls in and knows the answer should get something.
I have something.
You do?
I have something. Whoever calls in, I will mail them a $25 gift card from iTunes.
Beautiful.
Direct to your doorstep.
Are the phones lighting up?
Call in 1-800.
No, unfortunately not.
Call 1-800-893-9562. Call 1-800-893-9562 if you know the answer to this. What Sean Penn movie was filmed and primarily most of the, you know, the movie was shot and most of that, those shots are in the entire movie.
1-800-893-9562.
I will mail it to your doorstep. Call us. We need someone to call. And this is just, you know, this is how in rhythm we are. We just put this contest together right now with help from Dimitri. He's like, what are they going to get? And I was like, you know what?
We'll
I was just looking at one
here.
The other day. I'll give
you
it to
them. You got
to
call her now.
All right, let's take it.
Boom.
Okay. Are you calling about the $25 iTunes gift card?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the answer?
That sounds original high.
You dick. Of course. That's it. that was my Mr. Han impression. Hello, Ha. You're the winner. What's your name?
Jeff.
Where are you calling from?
L.A.
Whereabouts?
Downtown.
Awesome. All right, dude. We'll give Nicholas your info and we'll get you that gift card.
Right on.
All right.
That was sharp.
Very sharp. Very sharp. Very sharp. Look at us giving away Apple products.
Free shit all the time. 2 weeks ago was tickets to a concert.
And speaking of concerts and bringing a full circle back to Cheap Trick, there's a scene in that mall where, you know, Cheap Trick tickets are being scalped.
Right. Yeah,
damn,
yeah.
Oh, my God. No,
Damone, you know, that's the guy, man. I mean, he's like 38 and still in high school. I mean, how could he not pick up chicks, right?
Yeah, I've had those friends.
Do you think they're playing Surrender right now? We could be there.
Dream Police.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know. That's how devoted I am to this. I said no to the free Cheap Trick and Aerosmith tickets. And yes, to Los Angeles.
And you're missing stuff. Dream Police right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, totally. Already. No, but yeah, I mean, so that was a, you know, a piece. I mean, Fast Times at Ridgemont High is a huge piece of Americana. I mean, that movie influenced so many people, and a lot of people still connect to it. And
how many kids bought Vans tennis shoes?
Checkered Vans.
Or not tennis shoes. That's what we call them on the East Coast. Because, you know, but, you know, how many people bought those checkered Vans because of that film?
There is a synergy with Glendale. I mean, you know, I mean, that all those mall scenes, which take up almost the entire movie of Fast Times, are filmed in Glendale. So, and you know, that was like when the malls were at the epitome of...
Right, that's the place to be. That's where you hang out.
Exactly. And you know, when all comes down to making out, put on side two of Led Zeppelin 4.
Or side two of My War.
There you go.
Okay. You know, there are people that have like tattoos, side two My War. And there have been rumors of t-shirts advertising the same thing.
Ah.
Side two My War.
You know, actually, there was a side three phase for a while. That was like in 2006. Like a lot of Black Flag nerds were talking about, like, I wonder if side three, like, what would happen if it was a double record?
Now, side one, Zeppelin III, is one of my favorite album sides of all time.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Whole thing, front to back?
Side one of Zeppelin III?
Sure.
Flawless. One of the best.
Everything, instrumentation.
I'll tell you another great one. Queen II, the black side.
Ah.
Fantastic.
I had no idea you were a Queen fan that way.
Well, yeah.
Awesome. I mean, that's why we're here to talk.
Are you? You know? Aren't you?
I am. I think the best footage anyone could watch is Queen live at the Bowl. Not the Hollywood Bowl, but it's 1980, I think. Mm-hmm. 82. That's the most, the ferocity of the band. Like their rocking, their hard rock chops are just like on par. But on top of that, they got this finesse where it just makes them look like they're superheroes, like the way they're playing. It's like, dude, these guys are like, there's something magical going on. And then you got Freddie.
A whole nother level.
You know, just like, just.
Speaking of superheroes and music, a lot of time I put my, headphones in and I'll, play. It could be anything from the Bad Brains to, what have you, the Zombies or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll just walk around the neighborhood in which I live in Glendale. And it is, I just want to say that it is a beautiful, beautiful place. I mean, I live on the cusp of, I guess what are called the foothills,
mm-hmm.
right? So from my street north up towards those mountains, I mean, it's like, really beautiful homes and parks, and I can just walk around freely with my children and without a care in the world. I hope someday to save up enough money to where I could maybe buy a house up there. 'Cause it really is, what you would, maybe picture as being the California dream.
Sure.
I saw
it. Is so beautiful, man.
Palm trees.
Everything. Yeah. Not just palm trees, but, sometimes it reminds me of the East Coast.
Tell me why.
Well, because the leaves change colors and they've, litter the lawns with yellows and reds and there's a smell in the air of burning fireplaces and you see families and it's, the air has a moistness to it, which, you picture Los Angeles as being like very dry.
Industrial.
And I mean, a couple of the parks there, Brand Park and this little historic park called Casa Adobe de San Rafael is one of the most beautiful little parks I've ever been to in my life. And I go there often with my children and just sit down on a bench like an old man and watch them play.
That's cool.
It's gorgeous. I mean, a lot of people come and they photograph, if they're going to do photographs for a wedding, they'll often.
I've
been there multiple times where a whole wedding party has come just
for. So it's a great backdrop for that kind of thing.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, wow. Man. Where I live is gorgeous.
Where is that located?
That is, let's say if you exit Pacific off of the 134, mm-hmm. you can find it pretty easily from there.
Cool.
If you head towards the mountain.
Right. All right.
Very cool. You know what I wanted to ask you about? We kind of went off the subject, but we were talking about that Thai place. And I mean, I'm a Thai town kind of guy in Hollywood and, eat a lot of Thai food.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Talking about the curries and, the pad thais. And the like the soups and all that stuff. But what were some of the things there that you actually recommend?
I at the Thai place?
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about it. The red Penang curry.
Oh, and with the peas, right.
The coconut shrimp soup and a Thai beef salad. I'd also like to say that this is really important. I want to make sure I talk about this in case we run out of time.
Okay.
But where I live is literally where the section where I live in Glendale is 99% Armenian.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a minority, you know, in my neighborhood.
Right.
And I kind of like it.
Really?
Yeah, in a weird way.
At first, I
definitely met some resistance just in terms of like I would walk down the street and, you know, some of the really, you know, old school Armenians wouldn't even say hi to me. But I don't ever give up. And some of those people that I see over and over again, you know, I just keep saying hi to them.
And
you know, and then one day maybe I have my daughter with me and my daughter will run up or, you know, my son will run up and like say hi. And it's just great to break down those barriers. And,
wow.
And eventually, you know, we've gotten to the point where I think people would be really sad if we left that neighborhood. We've become like part of it.
Right.
That's great.
And I go shop at the local store on the corner. And I mean, it's all like, I mean, they don't have bacon. I had to explain to them what bacon was or is.
Right.
And, you know, they don't have cheddar cheese. They don't have like vanilla ice cream. It's a trip. And, you know, I've gone in there saying like, hey, give me, you know, I want to take home something that I've never tried. And, they turn me on to things and I'm at the point now where I could go in and if I forgot my money, they would just say,
like a tab,
you know,
there,
yeah,
kind of
they'd just come back, you know, tomorrow
that's
or something. It's a
real thing to have a family.
Yeah.
In
and
that
they're,
kind
and
of
they're, you know, they're Holocaust survivors is what they are, you know? They are just protective of you know what they've carved out, and I respect that. But I've really grown to love it. I mean, I've seen people kind of, you know, people come and go or whatever. We've stuck it out, and I'm really glad we have.
It's awesome.
Very cool. Well put. I mean, you articulated that very nicely.
Oh, okay.
You drew a great picture.
Oh,
you know?
Right on.
It's a very
well, then we're gonna take a break and listen to some off. There's what, three more tracks we're going to listen to, and we're going to come back and wrap it up. And yeah, everyone, this is off. Hey, that was Off. And our in-studio guest, Dimitri Coates from Off.
All right.
Also.
Hey. Hi, I play the guitar.
Now, you're just the guitarist.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the only hat I wear in that band.
You just like, you know, show up and plug in. All right, I guess we'll play.
Yeah, you know.
Just, no,
they
actually,
just, they just
you
tell
know.
Me what to do.
Actually, this is just a streak of sarcasm because of, you know, without going digging too deep, you know, Dimitri's, you know, the songwriter and key member and, you know, not a key member because they're all key members, but I'm just saying like, you know, Dimitri's founding member of the band and with Keith and writes the tunes with Keith and manages the band and all this great stuff that's been happening with Off is, you know, Dimitri's had his vision for it and has worked towards it. And I applaud you for that. It's been really cool
Thanks,
stuff.
Man. I appreciate that.
I think, you know, I was really actually bragging to a lot of people about how flexible in format Off is, because when you guys played the Echoplex for the Southern Lord Power of the Riff in August,
that was fun.
That was great. But I was just so like stoked for you because like Saturday you played that. And then Sunday you played Staples Center with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And I don't remember either show.
You know what that means? You know what
the
you're doing.
The entire 2 days.
So you had no idea where you were.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, it was all a block.
You bring up a good point because that was something I was bragging about as well. It's like
that's a huge deal.
We played with Sun and Repulsion.
Dr. No.
You know, and these
Echoplex big room.
Newer bands like Hoax, you know,
right.
like smashes his face in with a mic and like, you know. And then the next night we're at Staples Center opening for the Chili Peppers.
Exactly.
You know? What does that feel like?
And that
That's a great 2 days in Los Angeles,
yeah, what
isn't
does it?
It
feel like?
Feel like okay, turn Kiss Alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn it over. And it feels like that.
Yeah.
The back cover.
Right? Is that how it was?
I mean, yeah, that's the way it is for me. But then again, even if I'm playing a 200 capacity club, that's what I see in my head every fucking night.
From here on out, that's it. You sold me.
How you people doing up top?
Yeah. Did you divide the crowd like Paul Stanley?
I'm not as good at that as you are. First of all, I don't have a mic, so I can't. You know, God forbid if I took the mic from Keith.
And asked him, how are you doing out there?
I think I took the mic from him one time, and he was a little bummed. But I did it to put him on the spot and probably wish him a happy birthday some shit like that.
That's cool.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. So, I mean, that was like, you know, I mean, talking about Off, I mean, that was like, you know, a memorable weekend for me for that band, for your band, because I was there at Power of the Riff. I didn't make it to the Chili Pepper show, but I saw the pictures and could only imagine, you
what
know,
you
I've
mean
seen.
You didn't make it. I put you on the list.
Not for the Chili Peppers.
I didn't?
No, I didn't ask.
Aw, oh, man, I would have. Like,
really?
Yeah, of course,
so
man.
Sweet of you.
Whatever you need.
Thank you, Dimitri. I appreciate your generosity. But I think, you know, I saw you that Saturday at Power of the Riff, and then that was great. And it's just like the epitome of underground acts, and you guys are thrown into all that and playing, and it's like a great thing. Then the next night, you're opening for a commercial band that comes from punk rock.
Well, you know, flash forward to what we're going to be doing at the beginning of the year, 2013.
Right. Yeah, let's hear it.
We're going to Australia to play the Big Day Out Festival, which tours around Australia, and it's like, you know, the Chili Peppers and the Killers and the Band of Horses,
right.
The Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, and, the, you know, and Little Old Us. But the Chili Peppers were like, well, you know, that festival used to go to New Zealand. We want to go to New Zealand. So we're going to do 2 shows in Auckland. Do you want to come early and open for us? Well, hell yeah, we do.
That's awesome.
So we're going to do that.
That's
and
in
then,
January?
Yeah, that's so, January.
Late January.
And then we'll come back. Yeah, like we'll probably get on a plane, you know, middle of the month kind of a thing. It doesn't take that long to do Australia. And then in February, we're headlining a West Coast tour. We're going to be playing Los Angeles, I believe, on February 8th at the Henry Fonda.
Nice.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll be there.
And, who's going to be on that bill?
Is this live?
It's live. Yes.
God damn it. I wish I could announce the...
The lineup.
I just can't yet.
Okay.
Let's put it this way.
Can you tell us when the mics are off?
Yeah, I'll tell you guys.
Oh, hell yeah.
But put it this way, you know, it's the furthest thing from those bands that I mentioned possible. It's going into real classic hardcore. you know,
right.
No fucking around. And it's just, I guess, part of what Off is all about. You know, we're a rock band. A lot of people, when we came out, got excited about us. Oh, it's like if Keith Morris never left Black Flag and whatever. And yeah, you know, that's great. I mean, what a thing to be a part of. But really, you know, it's just Keith is my best friend, and we make music together. And Steven and Mario have become dear friends, and it's family. And we just try to write great songs. And you know, we can't help it if Anthony Kiedis is wearing our baseball hat every night on stage, man.
Good for you guys.
That's awesome. I've seen those pictures. It's cool to see it.
Yeah, I was watching cable the other night, and they got inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he was wearing the hat.
It's just with Off
Slash
right there,
on one side, and Ron Wood from the Stones.
Ron Wood,
like, what's up, dude?
Dude, you know the ultimate would be like, that is killer. I've seen the pictures of Kiedis all over wearing those.
Yeah,
and like, imagine a Ron Wood wore an Off hat. with his,
that was almost a spit take.
Dude, with his Rod Stewart hair coming out.
Oh, yeah.
That's intense.
Stranger things have happened.
I know. You know what? My favorite Ron Wood solo record is called Give Me Some Neck. It is.
That's amazing.
That's amazing, dude. You know, Mr. Ron Wood, that guy's a real deal.
Oh, hell yeah, he is.
He has a great nose. You know, speaking of Ron Wood, the reason he was there that night is the Faces were also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. And Rod Stewart didn't show up.
Really?
No. It was a little bit sad.
Is that conflict or?
And a little band called, from Los Angeles, called Guns N' Roses were also present. No, Axl.
Okay. Oh, what is this? Yeah. Okay, I heard about this.
Poor sports.
This night.
Poor sports. So, why don't you plug the Off website? That's what?
Offofficial.com.
Okay, and how can they follow Off on Twitter?
At Offofficial.
And Facebook?
Off Band.
All right, so you heard it there. I just want to really congratulate you on that last video you did with Jack Black.
It's great, man.
Bad for a free video, huh?
It's
calling
free?
In some big favors.
Was that a big phone?
You know what? That's all Keith on that one. I mean, as far as asking Jack.
Okay.
The director said to me, if you get Jack Black, I'll do the fucking video for free.
Wow.
I was like, really
and
now?
And it happened.
Really now?
Right.
Yeah, Keith fucking made it happen.
That's killer.
Yeah. Next thing I know, I'm getting kicked in the chest, and I'm, you know, they have a crane with a wire and shit, and I'm flying through the air.
I love watching you guys get the crap kicked out of you.
Hey, and speaking of films, you played a Burning Bride song before called If One of Us Goes Further.
Right.
And that's from the last Bride's record, Anhedonia, and the song's also featured in a film called Suck, which is a rock and roll vampire comedy. And
you starred in that.
I happen to be the lead villain vampire in the film.
Really cool.
In which Malcolm McDowell's chasing me throughout the movie trying to kill me. Alice Cooper is in it.
No way.
Iggy Pop, Henry Rollins, Dave Foley. So if you haven't seen that, it's a lot of fun.
I'm going to bug you for a copy.
It's meant to be nothing more than a B movie. It really delivers that genre.
But I mean, it's gotten a lot of good feedback. I've seen a lot of people talk about
one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Do you like to act?
I do. You know, I don't like the life of an actor. Mm-hmm. I don't want to like wait for the phone to ring and have no control over, you know, who I'm going to be working with or, you know, what I'm doing, really.
That's why
I decided to you know, pursue rock music at a pretty late age.
I find that amazing.
I can pick up a guitar and put my own flag in my own planet and, you know, you come to me if you like this, you know. An actor is very much like, please pick me, you know.
Yeah.
Selling yourself or whatever, and it just doesn't feel as creative as what I do now. But yes, if
that's a great analogy. Actually.
You know, if and living in LA now, and you know, a few of these younger directors who are fans of the bands that I'm in or have been in, who realize I have that background, you know, they started hitting me up. I didn't have to audition for that film or the other film I was in, Passenger Side, you know? So if it feels like someone, really wants me to be a part of an ensemble where it feels kind of like a band or something, that's a very different experience, you know?
Right.
And in that situation, I love getting paid to play adult cowboys and Indians. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Acting can be really a lot of fun.
Have you ever had any formal training?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
For 2 years, I went to the Juilliard School.
Wow.
In New York, which is like, you know, it's one of those places, I guess, let's see, Kevin Spacey went there, Val Kilmer, Robin Williams, Kevin Klein. It's like,
that's heavy duty,
classically trained actor. I could throw down some Shakespeare.
You got chops.
You know, it's like if you're, you know, it's like being a carpenter or something, you know.
Okay.
You can build a staircase that curves around, the handle like swirls around. You can, you know, carve a gargoyle or some shit at the bottom. Yeah, it's a skill set, you know.
It's a lot of work. I mean, it just seems like a lot of work. Like, you know, you don't have to devote your life.
There's a lot of work involved if you want to stand on a stage and do the classics, you know, with no microphone in front of, you know, 600 people, like a real deal, like a place like the Fonda, you know. That takes a certain amount of technical ability to do it right. To be an actor, you really, you know, on a film or TV show, you don't really, you have to have maybe a little bit of talent, but probably they're just looking for a type. You know?
Right. So tell us about I know you just had a second off record come out. What's the process, or what has been the process for the next record? Are you guys already writing that?
We actually started today. you know, we
today,
got together.
Well, hold on. Today
we
was got the start.
Yeah, we got together. It's research and development. That's the way I look at today.
Right.
You know, I plugged in the guitar and, it didn't make any sound. It needs to go to the shop. So I have to go grab one of my guitars, and we'll do it again tomorrow. But, you know, part of the process is just hanging out, man. You know how it is.
Inspiring each other?
Yeah, just, it's like, you know, Keith and I would be like, you know, I mean, he's 57 years old, but it really feels like two kids meeting up together after school, after high school, you know.
Let's talk about the band.
I mean, we're not smoking weed. He's been sober for 30 years.
Great.
But, you know, in our minds, we're probably, you know, sparking up a joint, and we're certainly putting on Black Sabbath. I can tell you that.
Cool.
You know?
Good choice.
Oh, yeah. I think Off is, in some ways, it's like Black Sabbath sped up really fast. Some of the songs really have that feel, you know.
Because awesome.
I don't come from like a hardcore punk rock place like a lot of the guys in my band. And I think that's maybe what gives it a bit of a freshness, because I'm really naive, you know. And
it comes from an honest place because you're naive.
Because I'm kind of learning how to do it on the spot, you know. And I think that's what they were doing in, you know, 1979.
Yeah, it's fresh.
I have a lot of the same influences. I love classic rock, and so it's, you know, hanging out with that guy day in, day out, you know, and putting on Blue Oyster Cult records and shit like that, you know, Creedence, you know, and drinking a lot of coffee and then picking up the guitar. You know, it kind of hits that same target.
Right.
You know?
Right. Killer. So I think that does it for tonight. Fourth episode of Los Angeles Nista. We're 1 month old.
Officially.
I want to thank.
Officially.
I really hope that the mayor of Glendale is listening, and, you know.
Hey, we'll send
maybe
it
I'll
to
get
him.
A discount somewhere.
What we'll do is we'll take the podcast and we'll send it to all the places we talked about today and see what
happens.
That's
what we're going to do. Well, we're going to go to every city website, copy and paste all the email addresses. And we're going to send our pictures.
You recognize this face.
No, we're going to send them a nice email and just like, here's our, you know, link to iTunes, the archives of these shows. We talked about you. No, we want all our parking tickets taken care of.
Yeah, or at least
I'm just kidding.
Or just give me a fucking t-shirt, you know?
Give me a City of Glendale t-shirt.
Yeah.
And a Shopping Spree gift card to the Galleria.
I certainly didn't badmouth the town.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, in all honesty, Dimitri, you were a great, great in-studio guest.
Oh, thanks,
I want to thank you so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
You know, for coming down and being a part of the fourth episode. It was great. Dan and I really appreciate it. Everyone for, you know, our caller, the contest winner, we'll send your iTunes gift card in the mail.
At one point, there were 14 callers ready to ask me a question. What happened to that?
They don't want
to
wait.
God damn it.
I think what we need to do is make this a 2 to 3 hour show so we could stop and take calls. You know, do request line. No, but thank you, Dimitri.
Oh, hey, it's only episode 4.
Right.
It was fun, man.
And we always end the shows with a little lesson, how to get to Glendale from public transportation.
Tell us, Eddie, how do we get there?
I got two beginning parts, two lines where you would start and finish in Glendale. First one is Koreatown.
Okay.
To Glendale, you would take the Silver Streak bus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And ooh, what was that?
You know, you guys are nice enough to, and I really appreciate it. Cheers. To really, you know, it's, doesn't hurt to have beers.
Cold beer in the studio.
I want to thank you for those.
And if you're
cold, I've been sitting on that table.
If you're in downtown Los Angeles and want to go check out all the great things that Dimitri talked about today in Glendale, get on the bus, line 92, $1.50 each way, and you're there. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Dimitri Coates from Off and Burning Brides, thank you for joining us on the Glendale-ish segment. Nicholas, our soundboard guy, couldn't do it without you.
Thank you very much, Nicholas. You're doing an awesome job.
Dan.
Thanks so much, dudes.
Dan, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll see you all next week.
Take it easy. Follow us on iTunes now. You can subscribe, and it'll automatically download to your iTunes.
All right. Cheers, everybody.
A new episode is posted. It'll be right there waiting for you on your computer.
Good night.